Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight and listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can go create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with only an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then you can buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now, buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Remind folks of your article's nature.
Self-assembling nanoparticles.
During one of the breaks, I had mentioned that that would be a good band name, and then I thought about it. I'm like, no, that would be a horrible band name because they would be expecting you to show up, play your show, and then sort of like assemble as like a mecha thing, you know, like during as part of your show. Which maybe it would be cool, but like I couldn't think of like how do you get your audience to participate in that? Like,
well, what, I for one know? Am a self-assembling macro particle.
Macro particle. We're going to continue talking about that in just a minute, but first let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents.
It's on your mind.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but the French government is offering their citizenry $10,000 to pop a baby because the population has dwindled so. And I can tie this back to the Roman Empire, Germany, and the United States.
I have never heard of a government paying folks for procreation. Now, it does behoove a government to have, or any, you know, violent organization, such as a kingdom, for, you know, to have subjects, right? So if they run out of subjects, well, there's no one to rule and no one to do all the work for them so that they can, you know, take their life's effort in the form of taxation. So it does behoove them, but I have not heard. Where did you hear this, Major?
This was on the radio.
Hmm.
I don't remember what station or you know, the source, but It was not just a call in from somebody talking smack.
I've got something here from TheGuardian.com. France plans to pay cash for more babies. Middle class mothers in France could be paid up to £1,000 a month, almost the minimum wage, to stop work for a year and have a third child under a government scheme to boost the birth rate, already among the highest in Europe. And I assume, you know, £1,000 times 12 in a year, you know, that's £12,000. That's about right.
That's more than 10 grand.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, so you guys made a lot of comments, and we are basically a syllabically based language from the past Latin lineage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
what?
Syllabically
based language?
Syllabically.
Syllabically.
Syllabically,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. As in many you were saying syllables. It was a Slavic language, and it's like, no, that's not accurate.
No, not Slavic as in S-L-A-V, you know, it's syllabic.
No, not Slavic. No. But anyway, so disjointed, disassembled, disassociated, it means, you know, undone. The only one that was dis that didn't tie into this nonsense was discovery, but that would be a whole sidebar.
Well, anyway, discovery is to uncover.
Yeah, I know what it means, yeah. But it's not disjointed. It's not dyslexic. You know what I mean? It doesn't tie in with the rest of the.
Right. So they're all. You have the thing, and then you go back from it. So you have jointed, and then you have disjointed. So you take it from jointed to disjointed. Covered, and then you have discovered. So you bring it from covered.
I'm only combobulated.
All right. I can fight. Yeah, discombobulated.
No. I'm just combobulated. In fact, I'm whelmed. I'm whelmed right now at the conversation.
I think Pinkless just combobulated it, actually. But
anyway, finish your point, Major.
So anyway, back in the towards the end of the reign of the Roman Empire, there was one pissed off general over in Germania. And they had a war, and he lost, but they never really got rid of the populace. So Germany had an ancient hard-on. I mean, they started World War One and World War Two, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, after World War, during our early history, we basically followed Europe's lead because they were the big dog. You know, we based a lot of things on, like, English common law and such.
Sure, the way
but after World after World War II, we were the big dog, and Europe started following our lead. Well, at the end of World War II, we imported all these genius Nazi minds, right? And one of them was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Gee, where did all the babies go?
Well,
the Huns consumed them.
So I'd like to point out that America was leading the world before World War One, actually. So, I mean,
well,
so much so that when America made major shifts in its medical tradition, Europe followed suit.
Well, we had at that point, the citizenry was behind the government, and the government was still half straight. I mean, it was after World War II that even Eisenhower warned us to beware of the giant military complex.
Yeah, I just noticed, Major, something about this article. It says... about France plans to pay cash for more babies and pay these, you know, mothers to have, you know, paying $1,000 a month basically to have a third child. But it says high birth rate fails to stop population from shrinking. Now, this points to something other than birth rate being the problem, right? It sounds to me like France is having a problem keeping people in France.
Gee, I wonder why.
They're overgoverned and overtaxed and overwhelmed, and the people with money will leave.
Yeah,
so and they're left with the dregs, you know.
So they're gonna pay people to have more kids so that they can just leave France later, and they'll get no benefit out of it other than maybe keeping a few more people who might have left anyway.
Well, and if you want to have more kids, quit propagandizing your public to believe that every human being is a stress on the earth that shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. So let's continue on with the self-assembling nanoparticles, if you would.
Yeah. Researchers then used naturally self-assembling proteins to form nanoparticles, which display these highly engineered immunogens. By arranging themselves into structures that resemble an actual virus, the nanoparticles are more easily recognized by the immune system and transported to the germinal centers where they activate B cells, which produce protective antibodies.
How does that impact, you know, everyday folk?
So what they inject you with in this technology that they're coming out with is, as they put it, there's three parts of it. So one part of it is it activates your immune system and focuses it in this direction. One part of it is these proteins that build like the shell of a virus. So it constructs the machinery of a virus inside your body. Like, that's what these self-assembling nanoparticles do. And the third element is this foreign DNA structure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't bad enough that they're putting mRNA that seems to last way longer than it's supposed to anyway. No. We need full DNA so that you have the equivalent of some kind of weird foreign quasi-organism inside you that we inject. And just for good measure, we're going to inject it with these proteins that build virus structures.
I have so many questions about so much of this that you know, sort of flies over, well, even my head at this point, because it seems like this could be used for horrible or for horrendous. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You are there. You are listening. You are tuned in to Free Talk Live. live call-in radio talk program where you can call in.
Here. I am listening. Oh, sorry.
Take control of the airways. I had an idea for a band a while ago called Mindless Automaton.
Ah.
And, like, all of the songs were going to be, like, no more.
Conformity!
No, you're taking it way too far. Like, monotonous, monotone, you know, one, maybe two chords, no, three chords, like, less than rock and roll, right? But, like, songs titled Obey Your Television, think Gregorian chants, but with maybe some rock instruments behind it, right? You know,
so you wouldn't simplify it down to like beep, boop, beep, boop.
You never know with Mindless Automaton, but what you can guarantee with Mindless Automaton is the general public can relate to it.
Uh-huh. Now playing human music.
603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Please visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com.
This is going on your permanent record.
This will go down on your permanent record. What will the self-assembling nanoparticles now be writing the permanent record for individuals, Peakless Mountaineer?
Disturbing possibility, that is.
I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Wait, Violent Femmes, yeah. They had that bit in one of their songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Then one day I found out there was no such thing.
I didn't. I am from Wisconsin, and like, it's rare that there's some sort of successful musical act out of Wisconsin. Violent Femmes are one of them. What's the other one? Is it Weezer? I believe they used to jam in a garage in Kenosha, and that's where their song
in the garage
where they belong. Yeah, came from. And then there's a old school R&B guy from the 70s, maybe Al Jarreau. He had some.
Algernon?
Jarreau. Al, as in Alan, and then Jarreau, J-E-R-E-A-U, perhaps?
Hmm.
I don't know. But smooth voice, you know, songs for the ladies. You know, chef's out going to lay you down by the fire.
So sort of a Barry White kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about any of this.
I have no idea what.
Oh, because I mentioned the Violent Femmes, that's what.
Ah.
Oh, and so the Violent Femmes, also, I saw recently a video of theirs where instead of having electric instruments, they had all acoustic instruments. So an acoustic bass, an acoustic guitar, and then the drummer not playing drums. He was playing like this set of bongos with a couple of little splashy things around him. It was great. Anyway.
Yeah, I just assume you're one of those people that has like an encyclopedic knowledge of certain aspects of music, and eventually someone hits play on that, and you just kind of go.
Yeah. Also, an unsung heavy metal band from the early 80s, Realm, R-E-A-L-M, they did a sweet, sweet cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. And it's amazing. It's a high-powered, really super fast, but it's got like the operatic vocals of that era. I can't imitate that type of a voice. So I'm not going to try, but it's a, you know, very,
Yeah.
But very fast, right? You know, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm doing a horrible. Anyway, you can still find them, of course, online. So if you're of such a mind, feel free to look them up. Anyway, your article, Peakless.
The vaccine combines three technologies, immune focusing, self-assembling nanoparticles, and DNA delivery into a single platform for the first time.
There's that word, platform. Like, I'm so torn. In some ways, like, this could be a breakthrough medical technology, right, where you have some sort of...
It's definitely that.
Some sort of technology that, like, you know, sort of tells you, hey...
It's breakthrough, it's medical, it's technology.
Hey, before you get sick, you know, here are the things that you need to know about yourself, right? It's like, it could be beneficial to you from a voluntary perspective. But it could also be very horrible to you if it's forced upon you by an organization of evil and force, such as a government.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that bugs me about this is, like, even if you have, you know, some kind of technology, like natural biological technology or artificial technology that figures out how to, like, strain or detect virus particles. Mm-hmm. So now there's this thing that, like, no, they're not even full-sized virus particles. They're just these little nanoparticles that are undetectable. But once they get around each other, they self-assemble into a virus.
Nanobots, self-assemble!
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make
seriously.
We've seen this in science fiction, though, right? This idea isn't new. It's been around. It's just it hasn't been able to be actually done until, well, now, apparently.
Yeah.
But the idea that you could put some nanoparticles into your body to heal something, right? You know, you get in a car accident or something, and you need it, you know, the hospital's too far, and so here's some nanoparticles, bro. Oh, your leg is fixed or whatever, right?
Right.
Like, I could see where this would be helpful stuff.
Yeah, it does have a potential for good, but, I mean, honestly, the people running our medical system, I do not trust them. And I mean, fundamentally, our medical system always goes back to the government.
Yes.
Like, in order to be, like, Jet was talking about, you know, titles. And what I wanted to pipe up with is, like, doctor. Doctor is one of those powerful, powerful titles. Like, someone will ask, well, are you a doctor? As if, oh, well, if I had the government authorized authorizers,
right, yeah.
You know, if I had their approval, then what I said would matter.
Just because
whereas
a guy,
if it just happens to, you know, correspond to reality, that's not authoritative.
Yeah, just because a guy goes to school for 8-10 years, whatever it is, and gets a certificate that's called a doctorate, doesn't mean they're not an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know plenty of brilliant people who are high school dropouts. I know plenty of accredited people who are freaking idiots.
Yeah, there's a big difference between qualified and capable.
Huge difference, as a matter of fact.
And the best way of finding this out is with the free market.
I don't like the tone of this platform that you have informed us about, Faithless Mountaineer. 603-283-6160. Would you be willing to have a platform installed in your body that could do Lord knows what? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crime is up in big cities across the nation, including New York City. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is going back on what many criticized as soft-on-crime policies, vowing to now prosecute lawbreakers. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Grimaldi joins Fox News and is calling for a stronger response to hold criminals accountable.
We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals, we need to restore the rule of law, and we need to embrace broken windows theories, and along with supporting and funding our police departments, we can accomplish that goal.
A 5-year-old boy who had been trapped 35 yards underground in a well in Morocco for 4 days was found dead following a lengthy rescue attempt. You're listening to USA Radio News. A campaign is continuing to educate women about their heart attack risk.
Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Murs of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50. And particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
And she says that in many cases, women's stress levels directly relate to their heart attack risks, which is why it's often called broken heart syndrome. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
2-time gold medal winner Shaun White is set to retire after the Beijing Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Assembling nanoparticles. Assemble. Wait, what?
Like, nanoparticles.
Assemble. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us tonight. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about self-assembling nanoparticles in relation to the COVID bit. Apparently some new versions of immunotherapy are being considered using a platform which is placed into your DNA to instruct it to do things like, give you a vaccine of sorts?
Immune focusing, self-assembling nanoparticles, and DNA delivery. That's what's in this particular platform. And in addition to its other advantages, the vaccine could be stored at room temperature, making it potentially easier to transport to remote or developing locations than existing mRNA vaccines, require specialized cold storage.
How do these self-assembling nanoparticles, how are they controlled? Like, are they given instructions?
Controlled? Yeah. Why would we do that?
Well, there are certain people on planet Earth that are completely obsessed with control, who will do anything for more of it, and to keep whatever amount of it is that they already have. These people are known as sociopaths or psychopaths, and we find them generally in places like governments, for example.
Is the ideal place for a psychopath.
Or a sociopath.
Yep.
and
the
so,
government and the height of corporations. But I repeat myself.
The government is a corporation. In fact, the largest corporation.
And corporations are part of government.
Yes.
Lest we forget.
So what I mean by controlled is, when I hear the word platform, I immediately think something online. I immediately think something where you've got to have a login and a password, or something you can download onto your phone with an app, right? Or, yeah, become part of our platform, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about people getting canceled off of platforms. YouTube's a platform. Spotify's a platform. Twitter's a platform. Facebook's mm-hmm. a platform. These are all called platforms. So I imagine that there's some way that people communicate with these nanoparticles to tell them what to do. Is this method, internet-based? Is it Wi-Fi? Can somebody control these nanoparticles once you put them in your body, other than you? Can you get them out once they're put in your body?
Well, why would you want to do that? You want to become less immune to the COVIDs?
Let's say I want them in my body to prevent me from getting a thing or to heal me from getting a thing. And then once they're done doing their thing, I would like them out. Is that possible?
Doesn't look like it. Well, it's one of those things like, okay, so if you release this bioweapon, how are you going to control it?
Right.
Well, you can't. Like, you fundamentally can't. And this is the kind of thinking that gets us into messes like the one that we're in now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when Fauci and his people went to DARPA, and they're like, hey, we've got this thing that we're doing with gain-of-function research, you know, for vaccines. Not for bioweapons at all. I mean, it looks exactly like bioweapons research, but it's not for that. It's just for vaccines. And DARPA's like, no, this is way too dangerous.
I just thought of the acronym for gain-of-function research as GOFR.
Huh. Wow.
G-O-F-R. GOFR. Anyway, interesting thing with the mRNA COVID treatments is, if only there were some method for studying anything that resembled a vaccine treatment in which they had to go through certain steps and phases of things before it could be released to the general public. Because they had
so sort of like an experimental phase before,
yeah,
or that you might like inform people that it's still in its experimental phase,
right?
Rather than just experimenting on them like livestock, if you will.
Yeah, rather than lie and tell them that it's 100% safe, 100% effective. It is safe and effective. That is what governments told us.
Yeah.
And if you go back to all things COVID, you go back 2 years ago, and you listen to what, you know, otherwise intelligent people said. They're like, no, they don't know what they're doing. No, this is an experimental DNA procedure. It is not a vaccine. It is a platform. And you go back and even listen to Free Talk Live. We talk about all this stuff. Or go and, you know, everybody who was saying all these things, people were called conspiracy theorists. They were called, oh, you're just anti this or anti that. You hate blah, 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 blah. You hate roads or whatever, right? But now it turns out that all that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
And every major news outlet has come around to saying all of the things that used to be misinformation.
Yes.
Right? Coming back to our discussion about misinformation and disinformation mm-hmm. earlier. All of these things were called misinformation. People were deplatformed mm-hmm. for saying these things. And now, all of a sudden, the mainstream media is like, yep, these things were accurate and true. There's no apologies from anybody.
Oh, yeah. Like, the one that really stuck out to me at first was the Wuhan lab thing.
Right.
Like, I was calling that from the very beginning. Obviously, this came from a lab. But, you know, everyone who talked about that got deplatformed if they had a platform. And, you know, there's a meme going around, Alex Jones was right, and it's like, hey, what am I, chopped liver? Like,
Peakless Mountaineer was right. Peakless Mountaineer was right. Make a meme.
But I mean, so the lab leak hypothesis, sure. The inflated numbers from the hospitals, that's finally coming out.
Yep.
And I mean, heck, there were people that specifically stated, they're like, watch, and as soon as it starts turning back on them, oh, you handled this terribly, they'll go, well, these aren't the real numbers.
Right. The myocarditis, the pericarditis, the menstrual problems. Well, that,
don't you know that middle-aged people get heart attacks all the time?
Yeah, and apparently everything causes a heart attack now.
Yeah.
You know? Before you know it, they'll be like, being a radio host makes you prone to have a heart attack. I mean, that might be true. I don't know.
Doubt it. So with this new technology, though, like, the thing that really sticks out in my mind is like, okay, so it, now they say that it assembles this, this machinery of a viral structure so that your body can recognize it more easily. And I can't help but think that's not what that structure's for. The structure of a virus, the machinery of the, like, viral envelope exists for the specific purpose of injecting this stuff into cells. That's how viruses work.
Yep.
And frankly, the only thing that's, like, holding back a virus from absolute devastation is the fact that it's only inserting mRNA. It's only inserting ribonucleic acid. So it only gives a fake message that then screws up the entire cell, causing it to produce new viruses to infect new cells. Whereas this thing, oh no, this is straight up DNA. It's much more robust, it's harder to break down, it lasts longer, and you have that combined in a technology whose purpose is to build a thing that injects it into cells. Like, this is absolutely terrifying levels of genetic reprogramming.
It's all going to come to a head.
And, like, well, how are they controlling this? Good question. Like, basically, you have to put the controls into it when you build the thing. And if you screw up or it does something you didn't expect, too bad.
So find the evil, maniacal, you know, bald guy. Let me $1 million take over the earth, you know, kind of guy. You know, is there an app I can download to control these nanoparticles that I've put in other people?
Not as I know about.
Give it time. 603-283-6160. What do you think of these self-assembling nanoparticles? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The final segment of tonight's show.
It's the final segment.
Yeah, thanks. Now I'm going to have an earworm. I did that once. No, I did it more than once here on the show.
Final
where I was like, it's the final countdown. And then, like, I had that stupid song stuck in my head for, like, a week. And, like, you know how it is with these earworms. You hear one of these songs, you can't get it out until you go and listen to the song. So I had to, on purpose, voluntarily, go and search out that. I know who it's by. I'm not going to mention their name. I'm not giving them any free press. But
the other way to dislodge an earworm is to get another one lodged in there.
That's true, but it is difficult to do that of one's own accord.
Really?
At least for me.
I just think of a more annoying song. Like, I've got a handful of them. I won't mention them. You're welcome.
Thanks.
The problem is there's an arm race. It just escalates in annoyingness. The more annoying one can kick out the less annoying one until finally I get to the worst one ever.
There was a time when there was a drugstore on my way home from, well, wherever, basically. And if I got an earworm stuck in my head, I could stop at the drugstore, and they had that Muzak, the, like, artificial versions of all the songs in, like, bad MIDI form, like, a terrible production and all that stuff. And so if I wanted to get an earworm out of my head, I would stop at this particular drugstore and shop for something. It really didn't even matter what, right? But, like, they would have horrible earworm-esque Muzak.
Sort of, elevator music version of the thing you sometimes hear at grocery stores.
Yeah. You get the idea. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have River Dave calling in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's good to hear you guys. I just wanted to give a really quick story about what happened in my first shot. I enlisted in the Air Force June 2nd, 1958, went by train to San Antonio. San Antonio, I started basic training somewhere around the 8th to the 10th in that vicinity. They marched us to the infirmary.
Okay.
And there was about 65 of us in the group. They started us through alphabetically. I am L, so I went in nearly the middle of the group. Got 4 shots, 2 in my right shoulder, 2 in my left shoulder, did the paperwork in the center of the infirmary out the back door, and stood out in the hot sun at parade rest waiting for the rest. I only been there a couple of minutes. The guy right in front of me just plain face blinded. He went and never even unlocked his knees, hands stayed clasped together. He just planted his nose right in the dirt. Oh,
wow.
Sergeant hollered, the medic, doctors came out, they picked him up, moved him off to the side, right to my right shoulder. And while they were working on him, I heard the doctor tell one of the men working on him he was dead when he hit the ground. About the time he said that, the second guy went over behind me. While they were working on him, the third guy died back in one of the earlier ranks behind me. 3 of us died within 10 minutes after getting shot at San Antonio, Texas in 1958. Now, we asked the TIs back in camp that night, you know, what happened? You know, tell it, you know, kind of felt. This is what we got for an answer. Come with us making new ones every day. Just shut up and shine your shoes. And then that's all we got. So that's absolutely a true story. Now, if anybody wants to document that, they can go check it out. San Antonio, Texas. 3 of us died out of 65 within 10 minutes.
From getting shot. And this was for the military?
For the Air Force.
For the Air Force.
San Antonio, Texas. Go.
Wow. Well. That sounds safe and effective.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad you weren't one of the ones who perished on that day, because then you would not, you know, become the legend that you are today.
Right, yeah. And, my mother was 3 months pregnant when she got married, so she could have had an abortion and I wouldn't have been here either.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hey, River Dave, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's good to hear you guys in there. I only get you,
you
Saturday evenings from 8 to 10. I don't know, are you on other times during the week?
Yep, we're on 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to call, you know, call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. 7 nights a week. Earlier is better, of course, because, you know, folks will try and get in at the last minute.
Yeah, but, since I know you probably don't have a lot of access to technology, we do have a listen line, too, if you just want to hear the show and not talk.
Oh, yeah. All I've got is just a phone. I don't have a computer. I don't even know how to turn a computer on. So I'm completely illiterate that way. But
no problem, brother. We got
you. If you're going out beaver trapping, buddy, I can tell you how to get them.
Hey, thanks for the call, River David. You're welcome to call us anytime.
I don't want to make a nuisance of myself. That's all. I just if I call like once a month, is that too often? Or?
You can call as often as you like. It is a pleasure to hear from you.
We only have one rule, and that's one call per night. So we will talk to you again soon, River David. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, and if you want to call in just to listen, it's 603-283-6160. Oh, wait, no, that's our call in line.
Yep.
Sorry, the listen line, sorry, is 360-398-4482.
River Day, everybody. Let's go to...
I'm betting he expected to see people die when he ended up in the military,
yeah.
But maybe just not quite that soon.
That's a horrible story. Speaking of horrible...
Let's not get Ben out of shape. That is a 95% non-lethal set of vaccines.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of people with horrible stories, we have David in New Mexico on the line. 2 days in a row.
Man, if I got them for you.
Hey, Dave, I wanted to ask a quick question since I know you've got your...
Monica Zamora, that's her name.
So I was going to ask actually about Senator Ben Ray
Lujan. John J. Romero Jr., the other judge, is that what you're talking about?
No, I was actually asking more about the Lujan Gruesome family.
Lujan, you mean the governor that dumped the water on the crotch of one of her staff members and then grabbed his wet crotch and then paid him off $150,000? Is that the one?
That sounds about right. So I was wondering if you knew that if she was related to a Ben Ray Lujan, who is apparently a senator.
There's some discrepancy on that. Some claim that they are cousins. And
and then others claim that they're not related at all. So I guess we'd have to ask, did Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, are you related to Ben Ray Lujan or Ben Ray Lujan's daddy? You know, Ben Ray Lujan, that's Junior, and Ben Ray Senior was the Speaker of the House for the state of New Mexico for years and years and years and years.
Sounds like there might be some kind of nepotism going on.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, baby. Oh, you mean nepotism? Nepotism. You mean like Bernalillo County? You know, that's where Albuquerque is. Bernalillo County District Attorney Raul Torres, married to Nasha Torres. Nasha Torres, Dean of Students, which makes her the chief disciplinarian, the equivalent of the DA at the University of New Mexico, that has their own police force with transsexual officers that arrested me for calling into their radio station, KUNM. You mean that one? Like nepotism like that?
Yeah, it sounds pretty nepotism. Statistic.
Sure does.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's, you know, it's funny that you should ask, because that kind of ties into what I was calling about. I just made a little mini list of ever since the M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. illegally trafficked my children, as per the unanimous decision of the New Mexico Court of Appeals that I hold here right in my hand. I've been keeping track of the indiscretions of other notable people in the state of New Mexico, like, for instance, Manny Aragon, who embezzled $4 million when he was building a courthouse. Or Heath White, sheriff, who embezzled, I don't know, $40,000-$60,000 from Torrance County. Or Catron County sheriff, who's missing at the moment after being accused of embezzling $20,000 or so. Or Cheryl Williams Stapleton, who just got convicted of embezzling $5 million.
Wait, I'm sorry, David. Somebody's missing? What did you do?
Yeah, the sheriff, after they accused him of embezzlement, he kind of went missing. I think he's down in the oil fields making $100,000 a year doing a different job, since he had to skip town because he was accused of stealing money from the sheriff's department. But, yeah.
Wow. I mean, again, it just illustrates the insanity of having a system that draws nothing but psychopathic and sociopathic behaviors.
But man, that's only like literally. Let me see. I got 12 lines of these examples, and that's only the first two lines. I haven't even got to the other 10 lines yet. And this is all in the last, like, say, 10, 15 years in New Mexico.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Sadly, your show prep will have to wait for another time. Maybe call earlier next time if you are able to do so. It's always easier and better to get in earlier than later. We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. Find us at freetalklive.com. Peace.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.